And welcome again to the Gospel Miracle Hour. So pleased you've tuned in. Well, there is good news for you. God loves you, and he stays connected to you. You can be faithless to God, but God will remain faithful to you. Okay, opening prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant his servant great boldness this day to preach your word, that the Lord would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Okay, we look at what God's nature is like. We go to Psalm 25, 6, 7, and 11. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. For with the honour of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. So we go to Romans 5:9. Much more then, now that we have been acquitted by his blood, shall be delivered from God's anger through him. That's through Jesus. There's a part of a message here from a British preacher, William Romaine. He goes on to say that about the blood of Jesus, sins as red as scarlet, sins as numerous as the stars, or as the sands of the seashore, innumerable. And nature as black as hell, a heart as wicked as the devil. Loved one, the divine, eternally precious blood of Jesus can cleanse and purify, that not one spot shall remain, for he is almighty. Go to Romans 5:1. Acquitted then as result of faith, let us enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, goes on to say that all of us look back with regrets and our imperfections, mistakes, moments of failure, and at times what we said or did wrong, did the wrong thing. But we shouldn't, loved one. God has erased all those from our ledger. When we look backwards, we should say, praise the Lord, everything sinful is gone and everything is working out for the good through the mercy and grace of our God. Our past is forgiven. Our failure is forever forgiven. Today is for him. If I had been guilty of all the sin of Adam and Eve and the descendants to this day, yet believing in Jesus, I shall be safe because his blood cleanses from all sin. John 3:16 and 17. For so greatly did God love the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who trusts in him should not perish, but may have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The Bible says in many ways that those who place their faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can be assured of eternal life. Friend, eternal life starts the very instant you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Apostle John said explicitly that he wrote in order that his readers might know that they have eternal life through faith in Christ. we look at this in John 3:16, we've just read, and also 20 and 31, also 1 John 5:13. Apparently some still are doubted their salvation. Can a Christian be assured of his or her salvation? Yes. If you have doubts about your salvation, continue to read and meditate on these verses that I've just mentioned in John 3:16. God loves you, he always has and he always will. Friend, you are precious to God. You are his treasure. He wants you to spend eternity with him in heaven. There is a free gift of eternal salvation being offered. To know God's will, love, and not accept it changes nothing in your life. God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But you must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. We go to Romans 10:9-13. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Friend, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach our destiny. You have a purpose and there is a calling over your life. Remember Psalm 103:12 says, he has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. You can sing this prayer or pray this prayer every day. My past has passed away. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am free from all condemnation. I'm free to do the works of the Lord. Okay, we go to today's scripture. Isaiah 61:3 says, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. Well, this message here is the crown of beauty. When someone you love leaves you, or a friend walks away for some reason, it's easy to feel you're not smart enough, not good enough, attractive enough, or talented enough. You may tell yourself, if only I had done this or that better, I can feel like it's your fault. That's what you can feel like it's your fault. But when someone leaves you, it doesn't necessarily mean that something's wrong with you. It could be the other person has a problem. Nevertheless, the accuser will work overtime trying to convince you that you don't measure up, that you're not valuable, and that there's nothing good in your future. If this has happened to you, don't sit around feeling sorry for yourself. No more saying, this person walked away, I'll never be happy again. Say, no one's taking my crown. God has given me beauty for these ashes. I know I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible says that. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. What he started in my life, he will finish. I'm still a child of the Most High God. Amen. So the prayer for today is, Father, thank you that this past, this is gone. The past is gone. It's done. And they are dwelling, stop dwelling on it. Thank you that your grace can overcome the discouragement and move forward. I believe that you will always give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this part of the message, we're going to start praying for the sick shortly. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, viruses, and infirmities. Friend, healing is our right as a born-again child of God. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, afflicted by God. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole." Friends, what we have to know today is that at the same time that Jesus carried our sins on the cross, he actually carried our sicknesses and diseases as well. This is not something that has to be done, but is already done 2,000 years ago. Matthew 8, 16 and 17, "When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with the word and restored to health all who were sick. And thus fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, he himself took an order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and lifted our diseases from us." This scripture, friends, fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy. So Jesus bore them so we can identify with what he did 2,000 years ago. It's our identifying what he did for us 2,000 years ago. But the fact that this has been made available to every single believer, then it's our choice. 1 Peter 2:24, "He personally bore our sins in his own body on the cross, offering himself on it, that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness." We are made righteousness in Christ. "By his wounds you have been healed." It's past tense. It's already been done. In Acts 10:38, you know about Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We see from the scripture, it's the devil who oppresses. Remember, God's ways are perfect. There is no unrighteousness in him. The Bible says that every good and every perfect gift comes down from heaven, the Father of lights. There is no variable in him, no shadow of turning. Friend, you can't earn your healing. It's been bought and paid for. You have to receive your healing by faith. So Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse of the law, the law's condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scripture, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a cross or is crucified." What we see from these scriptures, this is past tense. It's already happened on the cross. When he cried, "It is finished," it was sufficient. It has been done. His word is settled in heaven. God watches over his word to perform it. God is looking for men and women that will believe, say, "I trust you." Romans 8:11, "And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you," and he does, resurrection power, "he who raised Christ from the dead will also give to your mortal bodies through the Holy Spirit dwelling in you." See, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will quicken or make alive your mortal body. In Psalm 107:19 and 20, says it, "Lord, help," they cried in their trouble, "and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them." We go to Psalm 118, 17. "I will not die, instead I will live to tell what the Lord has done." Another promise from the Lord. See, what I'm giving you is a pure, unadulterated word of God. Not anything I wrote. It's God's holy word that needs to be branded into our spirit. We can mix faith with it, which comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Jeremiah 33:3, call on me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Friends, it is repeated time and time again in the Word that God is the healer. It's in one third of the good news. The Holy Spirit, I pray if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hand on that part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. And believe you have received and you will have. In the name of our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I pray for all infirmities. In the name of Jesus, I bind and break the power. I command you to loose them and set them free. Be healed and made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power. Give them a miracle, Lord, a creative miracle that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven go right through your body right now. Fill their hearts with your goodness. Creative miracle taking place right now. Be healed and made whole. Internal organs. In the name of Jesus, I curse this infirmities. Let the fire of God burn out. Burn it out, Lord. Burn it out of their body right now. Let all pain go. Command the pain. Break the power of the pain. Be healed and made whole. Set them free by the power of the blood of Jesus. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Thank you, Lord, that you for your healing touch. We bless and praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. The brokenhearted and the broken emotions, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I break every wicked word that has been spoken over their life. I break the bind and break the power of it. Be healed by the power of the of Shalom. Fill your heart with your goodness, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven heal them. Heal them and guard them, Lord. Guide them, Lord. And cancers and growths, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, I command and he commanded them to dry up from the roots. I curse cancer at the roots. I command you to shrivel and die. Dry up in Jesus Christ. Let the fire of heaven burn out every trace of cancer. Burn it out, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven go right through them, Lord. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Any blood disorder, we break the power of the blood disorder. Let the blood live, Lord. Let the blood live. Have a creative miracle, Lord, into every single cell and tissue that's been damaged or malfunctioning. I speak a creative word, be healed. Be healed. People listening to it right now are being healed. They're being touched because of the blood disorder. You're being healed by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated today. Your shalom has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke is destroyed. You are our strength, Lord. You are our song. And we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for the wonderful works to the children of men. Well, we know that divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can also be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time. We see this in Mark 8:23 and also Luke 17:12. But the fact is, Lord, the Lord does heal. The Bible says he heals every broken heart. So friends, do not let fear come upon you. Fear always distorts the truth. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Also, make sure you're living in a right relationship with God and each other. Remember, about 80% of all sicknesses is from our emotions. We must forgive. If the other party has done wrong, then we must forgive him. Otherwise, it hinders It hinders our growth. So my final prayer for you is this. Today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May the Lord pour out his blessings upon you until they overtake you and blessed above all people. May the divine destiny be fulfilled in the authority of Jesus' name. May you have the best of things and the worst of times because you are the anointed of God. In Jesus' holy name, we pray and ask it. Shalom. Amen.
Give your life to Jesus Christ.